Chapter 2. Zoe.
Meow.
I opened my eyes to find Nala so close to my face that she was just a fat orange and white blur.
Good morning,
I whispered, trying not to wake the warm body pressed against my side. Nal promptly sneezed directly in my face and then climbed over my chest. How can such a fat cat have such little tiny, sharp paws? To circle 3 times and curl in donut form against my hip, where she turned her purr machine on high.
Why does she sneeze so much? Do you think she's allergic to people?
I turned my head to look into Stark's gentle brown eyes.
Sorry, I was still whispering. I didn't mean to wake you up, and I'm pretty sure Nala sneezes so much because she likes to sneeze on people, not because she's allergic to people. I mean, how often do you hear her sneezing randomly when she's not near someone's face?
Good point. Why are you whispering?
Because I didn't want to wake you up, I said in a normal voice.
Too late. You started mumbling and twitching in your sleep a little while ago. I could feel something going on with you. Bad dream? But wait, before we get into that, come here, my high priestess. My queen.
With one hand, Stark lifted the covers he'd cocooned around himself, showing me a lovely amount of his bare, muscly chest, while his other hand slipped under my shoulders, drawing me against him. I snuggled close eagerly, putting off the bad news Kelowna had delivered for at least a few more minutes. I kissed his neck, and then let my hand trace the broken arrow-shaped scar that had been burned into the flesh over his heart. I kissed him again, this time lingering. His lips were warm and eager, and when his hands slid down my back, kneading the tension Kelowna had brought on, I felt like Nala and wished I could purr. Instead, I explored his body, which never got old. His chest was the right amount of muscle, and I loved his scent. He was sexy man mixed with red cherry licorice, his current snack obsession. He was smooth and all the right.